This is the P1 Podcast for May 3rd, 2008. What's going on, you turkeys? Sitting up in
you
my
know
chair.
What it's called? Crack cocaine. Try it sometime.
Yeah, you are on.
It tastes delicious. Yeah! It tastes just like chicken. So, it is the podcast. Oh my God. I can't even believe we're here today. We have a lot to talk with and share about and just all around just hold each other's hands together as one because we're special people. Yes. Hello. So, this week, we have some stuff lined. Oh, shut up. Give me a break. And we got a lot lined up today. We're going to be talking about the Mikey Show. Only the best morning radio show in San Diego ever.
I agree. Awesome.
Yup.
We are also talking about the P1site.com. Mm-hmm. And we have a few other topics lined up for you today. We have a Mad Lib this afternoon.
Yes.
Hooray. We have some nerdy news. Yay. Which I'm very excited about. We also have Space Boy telling us all about the Hollywood Iron Man premiere. It's going to be real sweet, real fresh.
Sweet.
It's going to be nice. And last but not least, I will apologize today. I'm going to eat a big piece of humble pie this afternoon. And I just want Ashley and Sky to know, if you're listening, that I love you. And this is going to be the best apology you've ever gotten in your life.
You have it, like, written out or something?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving it up. I know, Ashley, awesome. That you're expecting it. And you'll get it, girl. You'll get it. So let's just dive right in. How about it, Danny? How about it? Boys, you ready?
We're ready.
Ready? And Mikey Show this week was awesome. Let's talk about it. Danny, why don't you kick it off?
I was calling to say happy birthday to
P1
Sky.
Oh my God! I hate you right now so much,
Danny. It's Danny.
It's not her birthday.
It's not her birthday today.
Danny, it's not her birthday.
Oh, Danny. Oh, Danny. Who the heck is that?
I was calling to say happy birthday to
P1 Scatter. You are a loser.
Wow. Remove that from your computer. Wow. And from any records you ever have.
Wow.
Okay.
That's sad.
Danny fail.
That clip was pulled from last week.
2 weeks ago, I think, sir. Well,
Sky's half birthday.
Sky's half birthday. And I was like, I was in the middle of writing P1 Sky PM, actually.
Idiot.
And I called in the show to, you know, wish Sky on the show happy birthday, and so
half birthday.
Yeah, so wow. You know, things get screwed up in your head,
Danny.
And then you say the wrong name, and then Ashley makes fun of you, and
aww,
you feel like crap, and you want to slit your wrist later.
It's
that
okay.
Day.
That's how loud. Okay. Ashley made fun of you.
Yeah, did you hear her?
Wow.
Yeah, she like mocked me.
You got it. Wow.
Can we hear that again? No.
One more time. Just one more time, please.
I was calling to say happy birthday to P1 Sky. To Sky.
Wait.
Listen, Ashley.
Thank you,
happy birthday, P1 Sky.
Danny, it's not her birthday today.
It's not her birthday.
It's hard.
So
you're smart.
Yeah,
That is the reason why I don't call in, because I get nervous. I'm, you know, you
a
guys.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So yeah.
Okay, P2 Danny.
Shut up. So yeah, that was my highlight of last 2 weeks.
Yeah, nice. Well, I think there was some fun stuff to to discuss about the most recent week of the Mikey Show.
Yeah, totally. I had a huge list.
What happened on Monday? Kick it off, son.
Well, we have Eddie going to a couple's party, which or a couple's
baby shower.
Baby shower, which I never thought he would ever go to in a million years. Like Eddie's the
as a fellow gay man.
Oh, hey.
Eddie's
on.
Like the man's man. Like he doesn't do he stuff is. Like that. But now that he's
and
got Deborah,
like every other man's man, they get married.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty true. Much.
Yeah.
So and now he's just another married guy.
Going to couples baby showers.
That's right.
And if you didn't listen, they I don't know if you've ever been to a baby shower,
it's
but there are games you play. Little fun little games where you get little party favors.
That is disgusting.
And the game that Eddie participated in was to chug beer out of a baby bottle.
Yes.
No.
No.
So cute.
There was something worse though. There was something worse.
Oh really?
They got candy. And they melted it and put it inside diapers.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to lick the diaper and guess what kind of candy it is.
So good.
I didn't know there was licking involved.
I love that game.
No, yeah. That no is licking. The most disgusting.
Yeah, you smell it. You taste it.
Foul thing I've ever heard of.
That is the best baby shower game.
What if you got the diapers mixed up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
you actually have a baby.
That's disgusting.
It's like, well, this one tastes really funny.
It's like, it's nutty.
I've never seen a green candy bar.
That is gnarly.
It's the new guacamole flavor.
Gross!
Snickers guacamole?
Whoa.
Is this one of those Three Musketeer mint? What is this?
I'm disgusted. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's the guacamole corn flavor. Okay, moving right along.
Okay. So, poor Eddie. But
packed
he's a married
peanuts.
Man now.
Yeah, you got to do what you
I'm sure
do.
We'll have a lot of. A lot more great stories from him
totally.
As a fellow married man. on Monday, they also discussed the shark attack that happened off of the coast of Solana Beach.
Solana Beach. And for Mikey, who was asking where it was, it's right before Seaside. It's north of Seaside. So right before Cardiff hits Solana Beach. Do you know where that is?
Sure.
That, like that not little state park with the huge.
What? Cardiff's hitting Solana Beach? That's not really nice.
If you're driving south on the coast, before you in Cardiff, if you're driving Cardiff.
You'll be stuck in sand if you're doing that.
And
honestly.
Shark.
So, heading, yeah.
What happened? Well, I know what happened. Why am I even
yeah. What? What happened?
Some guy got bit by a shark and he died.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
He was a bigger boat.
60-year-old guy who was
didn't have a boat. That was the problem.
Trying to compete in the triathlon, so he's working. He was training.
Yeah, he
training
was
with his triathlon
a
group.
Professor or something, right? And he something was like recently retired.
Yep.
I just thought it was really good motivation for the rest of the swimmers.
No, I feel really.
Don't
bad
be last,
for
guys.
Stanley,
that's brutal.
Though.
Don't be last. It's great whites out here.
That's
don't
brutal.
Be last.
That's true. My dad, whenever we went camping, always told me. If a bear ever comes up on us, I don't have to outrun the bear. It's got to outrun you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically it. But on a positive note, at least he died doing something he really, really loved. I mean, gotta be something for that. Well, he was big into triathlons. But it's a bummer. I mean, it's rough losing any member of your family. I can speak on that for sure. But he's going to be remembered. A lot of people called in the show just to say what a good guy he was.
Yeah, there was.
That was beautiful and touching. I loved it. Well, how about we...
Yeah, let's pick it back up.
Let's turn it around. Let's turn it around. We kind of brought it down a little bit. There was a real discussion topic, which I don't know. I think it's an easy question. Would
really?
You rather... Well, let's see. Let's go around the group and let's figure it out. Would you rather be on... America's Most Wanted, or I Shouldn't Be Alive. Discuss.
I Shouldn't Be Alive.
Yeah, I Shouldn't Be Alive.
I think that's actually quite easy question.
Danny, how about you, sweetie?
It depends on what show. Like, did they say like you could pick like your show that you would be on for I Shouldn't Be Alive?
No. It's just.
No. Just
period.
Something.
Do you want to be on America's Most Wanted, or I Shouldn't Be Alive?
It's like okay, suffer like. Ridiculously for like a week or be on the run the rest of your
anything.
Life. Well, but they said like on the show like
just like you could be, you know, wanted by the law for anything.
Mm-hmm. I have to say I would rather
I'll take
be
my
on
chances with yeah. Gotta be alive.
I would have to be, yeah, it'd have to be shouldn't be alive, because you know you're gonna live, and you're probably gonna be looked on, like, as a hero, then you can, like, write a book, make some money off of it.
Meh, I'd rather be on America's Most Wanted. You guys really? Know I'm a big attention
That's
whore.
Crazy.
That's the best way to get attention ever. Everybody's looking for me.
If you're on America's Most Wanted, it's not for stealing a stereo. It's probably for, like, murder or something else that if you're running, you're going to go get the electric chair.
I'd rather be on America's Most Wanted if I could pick the crime.
If you survive the electric chair, then you can be on.
Sweet.
I should have been
It's a free
dead.
Perm in my book.
Yeah.
Electric chair,
I shouldn't
free
be standing
perm.
Here right
I
now.
I should still be in jail.
I would Don't drop the soap. Moving on to Tuesday. Tuesday was a very, very weird morning when I tuned into the Mikey show. So apparently, Eddie, he woke up out of a dead sleep. Wow, I mean, he was having an active dream, woke up out of a dead sleep, and Eddie was really weird. It was refreshing and scary all at the same time.
It was crazy. He was using words like "tariff," and he was like, pretending to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, he was sitting there just pretending to smoke a cigarette. Everybody was tripping out. And then, apparently, Eddie shouldn't have coffee.
Yes.
And Eddie was saying, hey, let's get some coffee, guys.
Yeah, he wanted to make a Starbucks run.
Oh, yeah. Eddie wanted to get crazy. And I must say, his crazy really helped with him announcing the Iron Man fashion show.
Yeah, it did.
That was sexy time. Very sexy time. Iron Man fashion show was sick. They had a whole three people participate.
Yeah.
it was pretty gnar, if you ask me. But we had three contestants. We had P1 Robot Hollywood.
They all did a good job.
I think P1 Chew Dog.
Chew Dog, yeah.
Or Chew Dog, Chew Dog, Chew Dog. Per the site. And we had one of our friends. His name is P1's baseball. And
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, because Best Boy won a trip to Hollywood.
I heard it was P1 Kyle.
Yeah, why did they say P1 Kyle?
He was in disguise.
Yeah, he was in disguise. Was. It's like Clark Kent Superman.
Oh, really?
We
is that what
it away.
Is?
He didn't want to know anyone's knows secret identity.
That's odd.
Funny how he would use his real name for his disguise.
Yeah,
identity as his P1 name.
Actually my fault because I filled out the paperwork for Space Boy and it asked for his name, so I thought, oh, they want people's real names. So I wrote down Kyle Space Boy McFarland. That's your real name. Kyle Space Boy McFarland.
Oh, McFarland's your last name?
Yeah.
Oh my, I didn't know that.
In relation to Todd?
Actually, he's my half brother, yeah.
Oh, really?
Real sweet.
But the high point of that morning was having Quimby and Carly to help me get dressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw, I almost accidentally saw Space Boy's bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Did you convince
him? Surprises.
I told you to turn your head.
No, wasn't that afterwards?
Yeah, that was after. That was almost awkward. Because
I was there and I knew exactly what was coming, so
no,
I turned
minute,
around.
Wait.
It's when like seeing your dad naked.
Did you convince him that the baby oil was essential to put the
yes?
Yeah. That it would not go on correctly.
Had to rub it in pretty deep.
Yeah.
And the G-string was, you know, so you wouldn't chafe.
I bled for your costume.
You did.
What?
Yeah, his Iron Man costume made me bleed my own blood.
Nice.
Because it was like sheet metal or something for your
the chest
your
plate.
Breastplate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was covered head to toe in a spandex. Leotard.
What did you have on your leg?
Did it have a butt flap?
I had a freaking leggings.
Without a dress.
Yes. And I had on a Speedo, which the leggings were tied to, so it looked like garters.
It was really sexy.
Yeah, it was very hot. No pictures exist, thank you.
The styrofoam diaper was a big hit.
Yes, the diaper.
Yes.
That was awesome.
So I was telling someone that the joke's on you is that I was going number two while I was going down there.
Oh my gosh. I think the highlight of my morning, though, is when Space Boy used his CO2 pack and shot it right in Ashley's face.
Honestly, I couldn't really see where I was shooting it. I knew I was shooting it in her general direction. I didn't know it was right in her face.
Oh, I've never seen that girl jump so high in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
The look on her face was priceless.
CO2'd in your general direction.
Can that hurt you, by the way?
What?
CO2. Like what you did?
If you're
not in a room with nothing
of it.
Maybe if like something is like in front of it, like a musket or something.
A musket?
Like a musket
ball?
Oh.
A bullet?
Okay.
bolt get a bullet.
Yeah, why?
Because you have something that's like a hard and down a tube. And okay. Put some pressure behind it, it'll fire out.
Like a bullet.
That's what she said.
We call it a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here looking for your button to turn your microphone off. I can't find it right now.
Well, it's okay to pick on them, but not on Facebook. I get it.
So you're figuring it out.
I see where the shit rolls downhill and stops at Gorman.
Bring it back, boys. I must say, though, the three guys who dressed up did a really, really good job.
Yeah,
like, it
totally.
It was very creative, and it honestly looked like it took time. Although, Two Dog looked like he was a player from Halo. The whole time I was looking at him, I was ready for him to, like, shoot me with, like, his plasma sword or whatever the
plasma
heck those
sword?
Stupid things are in that game.
Energy sword. But it's okay.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
my bad.
I don't play
sorry,
Halo.
I'm not a nerd. What do you want from me? I'm Hitler. Hi.
Wait,
whoa. I am so random this morning.
Okay, with the Iron Man contest, I never really thought I was going to win. Whenever they announced it on the air, I text messaged Danny right away and I said, oh, I'm all in on this.
Couldn't be. Yeah, you did.
I don't know what you're doing over there. I'm just going to keep on going.
Okay.
So, but it's like, you know, me and Danny are a witness to this. You put in a lot of work. And, you know, sometimes people are just out there who you don't see coming who are better than you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I went into this competition.
Yeah, well, the whole crowd, the whole seven of us that were there watching the show,
yeah.
I do believe
it was tens and thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a multitude of people everywhere, just a sea of them. But I have to say, though, you look the most like the actual Iron Man that is on the movie
poster. I think that's
poster.
What did it.
Okay. If I didn't know you, it doesn't matter. I still would have cheered for you. And the lights for your eyes.
Oh, yes.
That was
genius.
You're a genius.
You won with because of the functioning CO2 blast. That's just too cool.
I'm all about.
You actually shot something out of your suit. I mean,
did it come out of his ass?
I can imagine you taking off when you went home. You know what I mean? You flew home. I believe it.
Yeah.
I think Robo Hollywood's costume looked awesome. You know, in his idea of it, that was really cool.
Yeah,
the camo
it was.
Looked really cool, but how can you beat a guy that actually builds in functioning work? You know,
Robo Hollywood was the one with the duct tape. Chew Dog was the one with the Halo armor.
Which one was camo?
That was
the one
Halo.
That looked like Halo.
That was Chew Dog.
That's Chew Dog.
Chew Dog. Okay, yeah. I like that one. That
I think
cool.
that if
that
he would have painted cool. his armor, he would have won.
Yeah.
I think
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. He would have taken the cake. His calves looked fierce.
Awesome armor.
Fierce calves. But that was really fun, and congratulations. And a little later, Space Boy is going to share with us his Hollywood experience.
Yeah.
Because he's a famous person now.
I am now, yes.
He
but
was like
before that, there was something else the night before, right?
Oh, yeah, we all went to see the Iron Man premiere.
Here in San Diego.
We all went together. We all got tickets from being at the events.
Apparently, some of us didn't arrive there early enough because there was literally hundreds of people waiting in line because what they do when there's a movie premiere in San Diego, they always overbook it. But the media always gets first dibs because, I mean, of course, with the media to see it.
Right.
Yeah. So the only people from P1's site who got in there were Chew Dog, Space Boy, Corman, and
Jason
P1 Jason 316. So how did you guys like the movie? Was it awesome or
the
what?
The movie was amazing.
Yeah, it was a great
movie. It was great.
Did you stay for the credits?
I didn't know about that until yesterday.
Well, I think a little later, Danny will share with us
what
the heck's going down.
I do too.
I want to talk about the most entertaining part of that whole evening. We were all standing in line, and we were watching Quimby and Mr. Quimby and Danny, and Quimby was wearing one of those.
So
what do you call those kind of shirts
that
you're wearing right now?
Sweltering.
It's like a tank top.
Okay, it's like a tank top. And it must have been really hot because Quimby has a sweating problem. So so she was, you know, facing, you know, front, and she was fanning under her arm.
It was hot. There was a lot of people in there.
And, you know, Corman got my attention and pointed toward it. So I looked over there, and the woman standing behind Quimby had the most disgusted look on her face. I can only imagine what it was like for her.
Pictures.
And she was a pregnant woman getting fanned in the face by Quimby sweat.
No
good
way.
For her.
She had her
and
friend walk
smells
over
beautiful.
And stand in front.
Be a human shield.
She was a human shield, turned her back, and just let the
whatever.
Let the sweat build up on her shoulder blades.
No, whatever. That was like a highlight
so
of her
funny.
Day.
Awesome.
Kiss it. Well, but it was a fun night. We actually, the ones who didn't get into the movie, We weren't that bitter. We went to Islands and had some tasty treats.
Yep.
And then we went and saw him and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yep.
It was pretty good, but we won't even get into that. The rest of Tuesday, after the fashion show, Ashley was sharing with us on the air about her lovely boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
talk about my boyfriend.
And I actually was on Ashley's side because I have kind of some granny purses and stuff that aren't very expensive, and I love these purses. And I think I've seen one or two of Ashley's purses. They're beautiful. Great purses. Well, her boyfriend wants her to have, like, some, like, rich status symbol coach bag. And I'm actually on Ashley's side. I mean, if you love somebody, you love them for everything they are. And her poor feet.
Ew.
I think that she shouldn't worry too much about her feet, you know? There's a protruding bone. What are you going to do? That makes her just that much more special.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like it. It's okay. Ash, don't go and get plastic surgery on them feet. Love the feet. And I'm sure as you and Mark continue on, and as soon as you guys have your baby, they will love you and your feet.
9 months?
Very, very much. Be very, very nice. Like it. That was a very interesting topic. What do you guys think of it? Any thoughts? Are you guys
it's
not
about
caring
a purse.
About purses?
I don't know why they call a fancy woman's bag a coach bag. I think of a coach bag, I think of like bats and balls coming in it.
No, Coach is a brand of bag.
Yeah, I get
people
that.
People who care about, you know, material crapola want like a Coach or Gucci or
Louis Vuitton.
But I don't know. So stupid. I say, ladies, if you like your purse, have your purse. My favorite purse, which I get complimented on daily, which I have right here. Hey.
How about today?
Web people want to see it. This is a beautiful bag. This cost me a whole entire $8.99, and I'm complimented on it by strangers regularly. So, Ash, stick
definitely
with your
strange.
Bag and stick to your guns, girlfriend. You can do it.
You know, I have an interesting thing to talk about. When we all showed up for the Iron Man event, I didn't know how real that conversation was, and then I heard Ashley and Mike talking off the air, and apparently it was. Like, Mike was, like, telling her, like, you have to talk to your boyfriend off the air about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, what, you doubt what they talk about on the Mikey show?
Well,
is
it's
real,
just
Danny?
Like, hey, sometimes...
Doubter? P2 Danny?
Hey, I just... I wonder sometimes if,
today?
Like... I wonder sometimes if, like, the boyfriend, like, Mark, doesn't really know, like... You know, she has the conversations on the air. Like, they really, like, he's never heard of it before. That's how he finds out about stuff. That's so crazy to me. Like, how would you, like, communicate with your spouse like that?
Hey, you know, there's this awesome morning show called The Mikey Show on Rock
153.
And, like, they talk about real stuff.
I know, they talk about real stuff.
I will kill any of you in trivia.
There's, like, two or three of them on that show, too, right?
I was calling to say, happy birthday to
Peel
Sky.
Yeah. We have a girl named Sky on the show.
Yeah, and you guys call me Sky Jr., I know.
She's kind of a liberal.
Danny is Sky Jr., as a matter of fact.
No, I'm not, dude.
Yeah, Danny believes that Greek food tastes like dirt.
Because it
speak on it. Discuss. Okay, nobody has anything to say about it. Feta, let me just tell you, feta makes everything better. That's all I'm going to say about Greek food. It's tasty. The meat is so good, Danny. What? I don't understand what's wrong with you. Were you dropped on your head when you were a baby?
I just don't like trying new foods.
Well, why?
Because it's just gross.
You're weird and
new
silly.
New foods suck.
I took you to sushi and you found sushi that you like. Talk about it.
It was like one thing out of like the hundreds of things that you like.
So a gyro out of all Greek food, panna cotta, spicoli, whatever that food is.
Spicoli.
Mr.
I
Hand.
I think you would like gyros. You like hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you will love a gyro. It's like a hamburger times a million, and it costs $1 million, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I'll stick to cheeseburgers.
I'm going to force you to eat a gyro.
I don't know.
I sense okay. a dare.
Why
I
are
sense
you such
lunch
a big
after the P1 site.
No way.
Podcast here.
Now we're talking.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Come on. No. We'll buy you lunch if you eat a gyro.
No.
So, Wednesday show. Wednesday show, something weird. This lady called in, and poor lady, she was crying. She lost her dog. And see, Danny's laughing. Eddie was laughing. And as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, How are you going to call a radio show? That's what I'm saying. About your lost dog. I mean, I feel for people who lose their dogs.
Yeah.
If I lost my dog, Tina, I would shed massive tears.
The first thing she should do is not call a radio station.
Call make a sign and you go post it.
Call Humane Society. Humane Society. Or call the shelters.
Yeah.
Not idiot.
Mikey, have you seen my dog?
Check the gutters.
And if you're a true P1.
Oh, that's sad.
Check the 8 freeway.
You hurt me.
Check the freeway. No. Look for free dog signs.
Yes.
Go to your Vietnamese neighbor's house. And
find a replacement.
Check their grill.
See if there's anything new on the menu at Wong's.
In Mira Mesa.
Yeah. That's where I'm from. I know what's up with that. Ranch but if you're a true P1, you're going to call the show and maybe cry, I'd think twice about it.
Because Eddie's going to laugh in your face.
And not because he doesn't like you. He can't help it. I mean, he laughs when people cry.
Hilarious. Oh, it's misery.
I was listening to it at 2 o'clock this morning, and I was laughing my ass off in my room. I probably woke up my people in my house. It's fucking hilarious.
You're one person in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad?
Yep.
It's nice to always know Eddie's reaction on something.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come. If it's at all sad and someone's upset, he's going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter how miserable they are.
Because it's retarded. Why would you do that?
Well, anyone who cries in public.
Some people come for Mikey Show advice. You know, sometimes people get a little...
Totally.
Weepy, you know, because it's advice time. But, like, if you're really just going to call the show because you lost your dog...
Well, I guarantee he still laughs. He just might turn his head and
I would recommend taking a photo and hitting up your nearest Kinko's and start putting up some signs, folks.
Totally.
There you go.
You know, common sense is hard to learn.
Yeah. On Wednesday, I almost forgot. We should just call this the I Love Ashley show today.
Yeah.
Because Ashley won the breath holding challenge. Mm-hmm. And the reason the breath holding challenge is because David Blaine, on the Oprah Winfrey show last Tuesday, broke the world record for holding your breath.
17 minutes.
Awesome! Whoopsie freaking do!
We had 17 minutes of life without David Blaine.
Oh,
so that's
a good
yeah.
Sweetest that's,
think about it that way.
Look at Corman trying to hold his breath.
So look
at
him.
Punch him in the stomach.
Yeah, well, once he starts turning blue, I'm not giving you CPR. And I am CPR certified. But surprisingly, Ashley won. Congratulations, Ashley.
Dude, that was crazy. She's a smoker.
I know. And B-Rob's a smoker too, so. But he was doing a jig
totally.
He was holding his breath. I can just imagine him in that little box he sits in. But Ashley, she's amazing. Sometimes she wins stuff that a lot of people wouldn't think she won. In addition to the car driving challenge, that was probably the best day ever in America. But hey, Ashley, congratulations. You can hold your breath. And thanks for yoga. Sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet. So, and Wednesday.
You want to talk about this?
I don't want to talk about the topic because it's controversial for some people, but I was just really excited because on Wednesday, we had a crazy lady finally call in for the first time in months. Yeah!
That lady was psycho.
She was psycho, creepy, weird. She wants her daughter to be a model. Danny, stop scratching your groin.
I'm
over
not.
Here. And this woman wants her daughter to be a model. So she took a bunch of pictures of her 15-year-old in a bikini.
So wrong.
We're not going to jump into that, but she wouldn't shut the hell
That's
up.
Crazy.
What Mikey... I wish I could... I wish I knew exactly what Mikey was saying to her, but it was pure radio gold. She wouldn't shut up. And then somebody... Some man called in. Was it Root Dog or...
I think it was, actually.
And they just got into it. It was beautiful. Two callers on the Mikey Show talking over one another, yelling and screaming. This woman just wanted to be like, hey, I'm unique and I'm special and I take nasty pictures of my little 15-year-old in a bikini. Hey!
Depends on how she's posing.
What?
Yeah. Well, I heard she was laying down spread eagle. That's just wrong. I don't think anybody should ever
Still
do that.
I just hope
she was on gymnast ring.
So gross. Oh. Let's move on to Thursday. Thursday was a pretty interesting day because Sean revealed to us that... What is it? I missed this.
Okay, Sean wears gloves to pump his gas. Mm-hmm. And he apparently when he went to the gas station this time, they didn't have gloves. And it's a specific gas station that he goes to that specifically provides them with gloves there. And so he got into his car, drove to like a 7-Eleven or something, bought gloves, and then came back and pumped his gas. And now he's stoked because he has permanent gloves so he can pump his gas wherever he wants.
Oh my, that is so weird. Who does that? Who does that? Why are you scared to hold the pump? What's going to happen?
This guy over here.
What?
It sort of makes sense, but...
Danny, what is...
Yeah, okay, Danny...
Don't hold the pump either?
Can you explain to me why?
What do you mean, why?
You wear gloves when you pump your gas.
I don't wear gloves. I'm not that gross, but...
Yep.
Grossed out by it, but I do use, like, the paper towels. And, like, today, I... bought this Purell, which you people can see on the webcam, because they didn't have towels and I had to touch the pump.
What? Aww. Wait. Okay, back this train up. Hold the boat. Please.
What?
I'm so...
Be nice.
I'm so frustrated and exhausted by this. Okay. Why? What's the deal? Why can't you touch the pump like a normal human being? Please,
because it's freaking disgusting. It smells like crap, and you don't know who touches that pump. Some guy can scratch his ass and then go up to the pump and then grab the handle, and all of a sudden you come up and grab it. Now you have ass germs on your hand.
Really? So do you never touch door handles or anything?
I try not to, actually.
Okay.
Do you touch the escalators? Rails?
Lately I haven't, actually. Yeah. I've been really good about that.
Because they don't wipe that shit.
I know they don't. And that's freaking disgusting.
How do you dispense the paper towels from a public restroom?
Oh, okay. I actually I have a system about this.
Oh my god.
There are some bathrooms specifically the one here down
not
the street
automated.
from Space Boys. Yeah, I know. From Space Boys house, where you actually have to grab the handle. So you grab the towel that you dry your hands with and then you keep it and you open the door and then you basically have to throw like the towel and then book it out the door before the door closes on you.
Wow.
Most doors, though, don't have a handle, so I just punch it with my elbow. I don't use my hands. I use my elbow to push out.
On most things, you push with your elbow?
Or my forearm.
So your elbows are probably just full of germs.
Possibly.
Elbows are going to...
Might as well put Purell on those now.
Yeah. Sure, why not? But it's not my hands. I'm not, like, eating with my elbows, and I'm not touching my face and... my steering wheel and making food. And
Danny is like Sky and Sean put together.
He is like if Sky and Sean decided to have a baby.
His name would be P1
Danny. Danny. Be P1 Danny. Here we are.
I'd like to add Danny.
Congratulations, too. Sky. You just had a baby and you didn't even have to go through labor. Congratulations.
Not even.
P1 Danny from P1site.com.
Yeah, loser. And Sean gets the child that he never wanted. Yeah. So congratulations, Sky and Sean.
Sean has some pretty good ideas like about some stuff, dude.
See, he's listening to his father.
How
already.
Can you even walk out your front door in the morning? I mean, how can you even face life?
What do you mean?
Germs? You're supposed to have germs. Like, Purell kills the germs that is supposed to be on your hands.
No.
Your body is supposed to have bacteria.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny. Yeah.
I don't want my freaking hands having gasoline germs on them.
Well.
Gasoline germs.
Gasoline. Smash.
Not only are they germy, they smell like gas.
Okay, P2 Danny.
What kind of germs do you think live in gas?
Yeah. So, moving on, Lyrical Gangsta on Thursday was quite possibly the highlight of my week. I wish we had audio of that right now because.
Oh, I wish.
Lyrical Gangsta was probably the best it's been in weeks. In weeks. You know why? You know why? Because the great man, Mikey Esparza, he sang. He sang almost every song on that Lyrical Gangsta. It was good. It was real good.
Did you hear it, dude? Did you hear it, Space Boy?
Yeah, Space Boy. You, over there. Hi. What'd you think?
Don't talk to me.
Oh. Denied.
Did you like that?
It was cool.
Yeah. What song did you like the best that he sang?
Oh, what's...
Dude, I already have one.
You can't do this to me.
Aww.
See, this is the part of the podcast where I start cutting.
Yeah. Edit.
No, Stayin' Alive was the best.
Oh, man. Oh man, when Mikey starts singing the Bee Gees, that
was awesome.
His voice, he is gold. He is golden. He's like gold bouillon. This guy wants to put him in a little box and say you're my gold bouillon singer.
He's got the perfect voice for it.
He's good stuff, dude. Yeah. There was another song. Was he singing the Eagles or something? It was on the Best of This Morning.
I missed it.
Oh, he just... Oh, Mikey, I wish I could be just as great of a singer as you, even though I am an awesome, awesome singer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so good, I can hardly stand it. I mean, I sing everywhere I go, just like B-Rob. He revealed to us on Thursday that his brother actually won't talk to him when he sings. His brother actually gets mad at him. And I'll share a little with you about P1 Quimby. Mr. Quimby, God bless his heart. He's a sweet, sweet man and puts up with my beating face every single day. And whenever we're in the car and a song I like comes on, I just start belting it out.
Oh, my God.
And he immediately changes the station.
How about
Goodman?
That actually was a random talk this week.
Yeah. Do you sing in the car, Corbin?
No.
Anybody in your family that you just can't stand it?
My daughter.
Oh, she's only 7.
Yeah, but it's horrible.
I'm calling DPS on you.
Save that
clip
and send it to his family.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
You're
I love my daughter. But
I'm going to come and rescue
7,
your whole family.
And she likes to throw in any word, even if she doesn't know the song.
Oh, awesome. No.
Randomly makes up things.
She is awesome. She's a little girl after my own heart.
And, yeah, it's horrible.
You're horrible.
Song loses its whole meaning.
I'm making a phone call right now to CPS. Your kids are going to the Lipinski Center. Done.
Whoa.
Done. They're going to find parents that love them.
I already
seen
a kid go to CPS today. I don't want to see that.
Whoa.
We'll get into that in momentarily. And, on Friday, can I get some, exciting, happy music right now? Because the women, won Battle of Sexes! Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
And who cares?
And it was very controversial.
Yeah,
it was very, very... No, either way that question would have went, it would have been ugly. If they had given it to Rob, it would have been ugly. They took it away from him, it was ugly. It was ugly, but it doesn't matter. No matter. The women won Battle of the Sexes. Let me give some props to Chantel, Ashley, and Sky. Way to pull it out this time, girls. I love you, and I will never, ever, 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 ever doubt you again. Ever. And momentarily...
So what else is happening, Dan?
How about ever?
Yeah.
I'll have an apology soon for this.
But if you lose next week, I'm out on ya.
No. I'm never out again. Just wait till the apology, and I'm sure... You all love me again, and we'll be BFF and friends in 08, and we'll be cool again.
And what did we
really
learn?
Cool.
What did we learn from the Battle of the Sexes this week? Be as much of a beating as you can so you can win the game.
That's it. There you go.
Well, it's true, though. They asked the name of the girl who designs the clothes from the hills, and it's her full name. I agree with Sky on that part, because with Lamb, it's not just Gwen who designs the clothes. It's Gwen Stefani. And anybody who watches The Hill, you know her name is Lauren Conrad. That's why they call her LC. Duh.
Okay, well, fine then. But
how many times have you heard Conrad, though?
The thing is, okay.
Lots?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't watch
it's
The
all
Hills.
Over TV.
The last couple weeks, the questions for the guys have been a lot harder than they have been for the girls.
Good, because the girls had really, really hard questions a few weeks back. Like, who announced the 1980 Winter Olympic Game where the U.S. hockey team
hard
won?
Question
one hard question
out of hundreds.
That is really, really, really hard. There have been a lot of hard questions to the girls. So I think it's equally balanced. And it doesn't matter who wins each week. Somebody's going to cry and pitch a fit. So whatever. Way to go, girls. Whatever. You go, girls.
Are you saying the girls cry and pitch a fit when they lose?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. No, wait. Back up. wait. I don't think I fully
so
heard
much that
the question.
Will.
What is, hey, I didn't really listen to Corman because, I mean, I never listen to him. Hey, that's beautiful. Hey, no boys club here. I'm the only girl here. I have to represent the women somehow.
You did very good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I try. And let's see. Oh, lastly but not leastly, there was another really great random debate topic. And it was how What's the most expensive thing you've ever damaged? Have you damaged something expensive? And Eddie went into a great story about how he ruined his mother's Mercedes.
Yes.
And to this day, I think he said his mom probably has reservations about him driving the car.
Well, actually, if you listen to 28 Hour Show 2005, she actually beats him up about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And they never went into the story. So I always knew about it, but when he told the story, I was dying because I had already heard about it.
And Mikey Showgold, yeah. Yet again. Has anybody here in this room, though, have you made a very... Have you ruined anything expensive?
I have.
Oh, really?
I actually caused about a 5-car pileup.
What?
Well, you want the honest-to-goodness story? I'm older now and I should cover my track story. Well,
give us the honest story, because we're all about honesty here.
Okay. I was before the military. I was in my early 20s, and I was a stoner.
Drunk.
Big time. So here I am.
I smell like patchouli oil.
Yes, I was a big time stoner. And I was driving to a friend's house, a couple hour drive, and I'm on a major stretch of highway in Florida, and it's a 2-lane highway, and one lane is actually closed off. So all traffic is bottlenecked into one lane going for miles and miles and miles.
So you're trying to light your bong with one hand and steer with the other?
No, let me finish the story. It actually was, I thought, you know, a sweet gesture. I just unfortunately ruined a lot of other people's day. But I am high, stoned, just listening to my music, driving down the road, and I see this car from a distance, these two old people in the median, trying to get in our lane. And they couldn't. Because no one would let him in. Everybody was just packed in going about 30 miles an hour. So I decided I'd be the nice guy and stop traffic and allow them in. I guess I stopped a little too abruptly, and those cars behind me weren't expecting it. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw a bunch of dust and metal and noise and cars rolling up over each other's hoods.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at the old man that was, like, waiting for me to, you know, that I was about to let in, and he just looked at me like, thanks, and took
and
off.
And you just kept on driving.
And I drove, pulled up in front of him.
You only meant
good. All I did was slow down and stop. They were obviously not paying attention, I think.
Oh,
I don't really know.
That's pretty expensive.
I look back on that and was like, you moron.
Oh.
I was very much a moron in those days. But
man. That's bad. Well, we had another.
I still feel bad about that.
Oh, I would. Way to go, Stoner McStonerson.
Yeah.
Good job.
That was a long time ago. Well, I don't do that anymore. So.
There was one guy who called in who said his friend caused almost $1 million worth of damage at the Chula Vista Golf Course. Great.
Skrill.
Love it.
Brutal.
And Talon, our friend P1 Talon called in. Talon apparently accidentally ruined a very, very, very expensive comic book with the first appearance of Spider-Man.
Is that when he fought the Omega-3s?
No. But, well, I don't know. Is it Omega-3s like a... Are they comic book heroes?
It's actually one of the old school comic
very,
book
very
films.
Old. Well, okay. Yeah. Right there after 3D Man.
Okay.
Amazing Fantasy 15.
Exactly. Well, he dumped... from what Taylor said on the radio, he dumped the comic book in motor oil.
Dropped it.
It's brutal.
Yeah. No. I am. Corman said that he's collected comics before.
Yes.
Me and Corman are the big comic collectors on the show. I'm sure you know how much that hurts.
How much was it worth?
It's probably about $15,000. It's expensive.
No, he said 50.
And it depends when it was and what condition it was in.
Okay.
But now, it's one of the most expensive comic books ever.
Which comic book are they saying?
Amazing Fantasy 15.
That's the first appearance of Spider-Man.
Yes.
Ever.
Depending on the condition. Yeah, it's...
Or upwards of 50,000. Well, fortunately...
That's ridiculous.
Fortunately, Taylor's friend had the comic book insured.
Yeah.
Thank God. But can you imagine just how crappy Taylor felt?
You can't have...
And then his friend just like...
Oh. See, insurance on that is... That's nothing. Like, you say that like, oh, thank God it was insured. It's not a car. You'll never, ever replace that.
You'll never be able to buy it again?
No.
Really?
Because, I mean, back when original comic books came out, there was so few of them actually made, and so few people thought they would ever be worth anything, so no one took care of them.
No way.
So to ever find one in a decent condition with, like, the, you know, from the Silver Age or the Golden Age.
So you get the money
worth
that it's worth.
So much money.
So you get the money that it's worth, but you don't get the comic book itself. Like, you're not going to be able to find
for
it.
For a collector to have that, I mean, it's way more than just a book to them anyway.
That
way
sucks,
more than
dude.
An insurance
well,
policy.
Well, they're out there. You can find them, but it's going to cost
but
you.
Not yeah. in good condition.
It's like, I want, for instance, I want to buy an X-Men number one. I've been looking for a while. Even to get one in crappy, tattered condition that's barely recognizable, you're still spending $500.
Dorks.
Wow.
Right, and they'll never be comics worth what the Golden Age comics are worth now.
Well, I hope that nobody on P1's site photoshops a picture of Talon and Spider-Man with oil. Whatever you do, please don't do that. Talon already feels bad enough. Please no photoshopping.
What kind of oil?
Motor oil. But please,
patchouli
no.
Oil.
Yeah. Good one. Good one. Yeah. No photoshopping, please. Please. But overall, it was a money week of the Mikey Show, folks. I say,
yeah,
let's give them a round of applause.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go, Mikey Show. Go, go, go.
Needs to interview a little better, though.
Yeah, it's the dog pound. Woof.
Woof.
Well, we're going to dive right into one of our bi-weekly, whatever. One of the normal things we do here on the P1 podcast. And this week, we're doing Mad Libs.
Yay.
Again. And this week, we picked, not the actual real person, but by a vote, we picked the character of Ashley for Mad Libs this week. And so what we did this week, as what we're trying to do is incorporate you, the P1s, a little more often. We started a thread, and so I would like to thank Peaches, well, P1 Peaches, P1 Medic, P1 TZ, what up, P1 Greg, and P1 HB for going into the thread and giving us some adjectives, nouns, and verbs for helping us and assisting us with the Mad Lib this week. So what we've done is we have three bags. One bag has nouns, which Gorman has. One bag has adjectives, which Nerd has. And mm-hmm. Danny.
Verbs.
And Danny has the verb ending in ing. And they're going to pick them at random. So the title of this week's Mad Lib is called A Page from a Girl's Diary. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into this right now.
All right.
So, Nerd, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We first need an adjective. So bring it.
Bring it?
Yeah.
Super.
Super. All right. We now need another adjective. Please, hurry, hurry, fast, fast. Don't slack or I'll shoot your face off.
Like your armpits?
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I have so
no
much
sweaty.
In common with Ashley. It's weird. Can I get a noun, please?
Yoga.
Yoga.
Sweaty nice. Yoga.
Can I get a noun and just put an S on the end of it?
Smarts.
My.
That's how Ramsey would spell it.
Another noun. You're on fire right now.
Boyfriend.
Buffin.
Buffin.
Buffin. Buffin. My buffin. Another noun.
Another noun. I'm so popular. Pacific Beach.
Pacific Beach.
PB.
Another noun.
Another noun. Oh, faggot.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's one of the best sound drops ever. We also need, drum roll please. We only have one, a verb ending in ing. It could be everything.
Baking.
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 It's the best thing she does. All right, adjective boy, bring it.
Classy.
Yeah.
Classy fun. How about another noun?
Bikini.
This goes back to the old days before Ashley is the wonderful person now. Another adjective, please. Before she stopped drinking.
Blonde.
Blonde.
So she was a horrible person before?
No. She just liked to drink.
And she put some pictures up on MySpace.
Yeah, but
and
let's not go there.
Fortunate enough
that
to
was in the past. We're moving forward. Can I get another noun, sir?
Those are good.
Another noun. How about
cakey? Nice.
Love the cakeys.
First one to say it. Pick a male in the person. I mean,
a male and a person. Okay.
Male and the person.
I suffer from dyslexia. Just pick a person in the room with a male name. Say the name. Say it now. Fast. Go.
Eddie.
Danny.
Danny. We're talking about person in the room yet. I need one more adjective, please.
Oh, and I'm upset
baked.
For not understanding
baked.
That.
Nice.
Danny baked.
And
baked.
Finally, please, can we have our noun?
Danny followed by baked.
Last noun would be oyster.
Oyster. Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Madlib here. Yeah. Why don't you pass this on down to Spaceboy? We took a vote this week, and we think that Spaceboy has the best Ashley voice, and it's not going to be the old drunk Ashley voice. It's actually going to be the new Danny Zuko Borat Ashley voice that I really, really like a lot.
Yeah, I would not be making an appearance.
All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. A page from a girl's diary. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Oh, we're having just a little small music? Technical difficulty.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and kill the music, baby.
Kill the music.
Water right. Bandit.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I still want to do the old Ashley voice.
Do what you
then
know.
Do
what?
It.
Do whatever Ashley voice you want, man. Just keep it funny. Here we go. Oh, it must be funny.
All right, take two.
Action.
And this is a super entry in Ashley's diary. Dear diary, the day I saw him again, when he looks at me with those sweaty eyes, it makes my yoga go pitter-patter, and I feel as if I have smarts in my stomach.
Whoa.
I think he likes me because he asked me for the boyfriend when I was standing next to him in the Pacific Beach. I just had to hear his faggot again. So I called his baking machine and left a classy message. I hope he doesn't recognize my bikini. He is such a blonde cakey, dear diary. What on that?
No, I was telling them to laugh away from the microphone.
Ah, gotcha. I'll cut this. Don't worry about it. His name is Danny. And I live in hope that someday he will realize how baked I would be for him. And that I am the oyster he has always been looking for. I love you so much.
Buffin, way to go, Spaceboy. You do a lot of good voices. And yes, we did pull back the curtain a little bit. This may be edited. We agreed to laugh away from the microphones, remember? Music levels. We don't want them too high, so.
You mean volume, but it's okay.
Whatever. I'm dumb. I don't know why they picked me for this whole thing.
No one said no.
So
I concur.
Yeah. I hope you liked it, Ash. And now, finally, all week, Spaceboy, I have been, well, not all week, because you went there on Wednesday. But ever since Wednesday, I have been dying to know what the heck happened up in Hollywood at the Iron Man premiere.
Yes.
Spaceboy wouldn't tell any of us until today, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you didn't already know, Spaceboy won the Iron Man costume contest, and his big prize was a trip in a limousine up to beautiful, smoggy Los Angeles to the Mann Chinese Theater for the Iron Man premiere. Spaceboy, congratulations. Please, share with us your Iron Man premiere experience, please. Let's hear about it. First of all, congratulations.
Okay, so what happened was we had a limo up there, right? So we got in the limo. Having a hard time getting out of that. So it was just us two. I thought it may have been other contest winners from other stations, but it was just us. Me and Space Girl drove up there. And took a while because it was rush hour traffic, but we got up there with probably 15 minutes to spare, and so we roll up and there's 1,000 people there. I'm not kidding you. There's so many people, paparazzi everywhere. So we get in the line for will call tickets and we basically walk down the red carpet.
Oh my gosh!
Oh really?
It was pretty cool.
Did you pose for the paparazzi?
No, they weren't interested in us.
Was this P1 paparazzi?
Yeah, I actually did see him there. Yes. Yeah. He had the biggest camera. So there were two red carpets. One of them was on the inner track, right next to all the media, and then the other one was the outer track, which is where all the people like myself walked. So we walked down the path, and we were in a kind of a holding pen, and we were right up toward the front door. So we got to see all the celebrities come in. It was a really cool experience.
Nice. Who'd you see?
We saw Vince Vaughn.
Nice.
Hottie.
This guy's huge. He's like 6'5".
That's what she said.
No way.
He's big. He's a big guy. Let's see. We saw the Jonas Brothers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Cool.
We saw Angelina Jolie's father.
Oh,
okay. John Voight.
John Voight, that was his name. We saw P. Diddy. He walked like right next to me. I got a couple good pictures up on P1. Up on MikeyShow.com right now. And the highlights of the whole experience was seeing Billy Corgan, my Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh
man,
my
was
gosh!
There, walked right past me.
You're a Pumpkins fan?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Really? I couldn't tell about all the Smashing Pumpkins stuff everywhere I look in this room.
Yeah, so we were all led into the theater, but you know the general public, like myself, contest winners, whatever. They separate us from the stars. So yeah kind of sucked. I was hoping to just be in there. And
were you hoping to hold Billy Corgan's hand and whisper sweet nothings into his ear?
Maybe.
Oh.
But we were in our own theater. It was still cool. Me and Space Girl were in two seats by ourselves. You know how different theaters have different layouts?
Yeah.
So we were in two seats by ourselves, and they gave us free popcorn and drinks and stuff. And
oh, nice.
Pretty cool.
Lucky.
Right on. Yeah, free food.
Did you have
free
a killer
food, everyone's
time,
on board
Space
now.
Boy? Did you? With
it was
the
sweet.
Killer?
So yeah, we saw the movie and it was getting late, so we just called the limo guy. He came and got us, and we got back about 12:30 in San Diego.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, congratulations! You're a beautiful person, inside and outside.
Any shenanigans in that limo drive?
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Okay,
huh?
That's not good.
That is top secret information.
Not
for gonna
be it.
Is it
P1 Outer Space Girl now or what?
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
hello.
She was playing with the space junk.
Hello. Well, glad you had a good time.
Did the booster separate in orbit?
I don't know what to say to that.
Ba-dum-bum. Ping. So,
I just hope you had a good time.
If any of you would like to see Space Boy's pictures from the Hollywood premiere, they are up on MikeyShow.com. And do we have them on P1 site as well? Or are they just on MikeyShow?
Nope, I haven't been fortunate enough to get those pictures yet.
That's cool. Hey, give some love and traffic to MikeyShow.com. Make sure you're reading those blogs and go look at Space Boy's pictures. He got really close to P. Dizzle.
Yeah.
You know what?
Did he smell good?
He was surrounded by a couple of very, very large black bodyguards who I wanted no part of. So I'm like, you know, whenever he came toward me, I kind of went back a little bit because I don't want to give them a reason.
That's right. Mo money, mo problems. What's up now?
No, but like that guy rolled up, walked onto the red carpet, and I'm looking at this guy. It's freaking P. Diddy, man. This guy is multimillionaire. This guy can get anything he wants. This guy can probably buy an island. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm looking past him at the building across the street. 50 feet, 75 feet tall, there is an ad on the side of that building, which is a full body shot of P. Diddy advertising his new cologne.
Wow.
How must that be, walking out of your limo, turning around in downtown L.A., and looking over there, you're 75 feet tall, and you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just walk past all the blinking lights and walk into a premiere.
Yeah, and it makes sense that P. Diddy was there because Puff Daddy was in a Jon Favreau movie. It was Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn. It was the movie about the boxer. A lot of people didn't see it, but Puff Daddy played one of the boxers in that movie. So that made sense why he was there. But did he have, like, some bling blow on?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
was it shiny?
Out. Yeah, it was cool.
And beautiful? I like it.
He was dressed in white, and his two guys are dressed in black.
Oh, nice.
Makes sense.
Well, you're almost gangster. Like, just your vicinity to be
gangster by association.
Gangster. You're gangster. Well, thanks for sharing with us, Space Boy. I'm really excited you won.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yep. I'm very happy.
Yeah, you deserved it. You deserved it. I should have went with you because I bled, but your wife, you know, she's a pretty awesome lady, so I guess I'll forgive you for that. It's all good. So, well, folks.
Awesome.
I don't know if any of you were listening to the show this week. I'm about to get real serious right here. Last podcast, I may have said some disparaging words towards Sky and Ashley about the performance of the Battle of the Sexes. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to eat my big fat piece of humble pie. And I want to tell Ashley and Sky, I'm sorry. This week called in open phones because I just wanted to know why Sky will eat green bananas. Much more tricampico. But then she brought up the evil in the sense that I was apologizing in advance in case they heard the show. To know that I ate my foot. I opened my mouth and I put my foot in there. So, here we go. I'm going to make a grandiose apology. And I hope that we can be BFF. Friends in 08 or 09, whatever you decide. The choice is yours. So here we go. Dear Ashley and Skoy, I, first of all, want to tell you that I am a jerk face and a loser and a stupid, stupid human being. I am very, very, very sorry for saying that you guys are retarded and dumb. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. I was frustrated. I was hurt, sad, and what's the other one when you're angry?
Fear.
And I was fearful. I was hurt because I want the women to win battles of sexes every day. I was sad because I felt as a woman that we should win everything. And I was, what's the other one, Danny?
Fear.
I forgot. I was fearful.
Amnesia.
That you guys may have to do some kind of a stunt because you lost Well, that's not an excuse. I love you, Sky and Ashley. You two are wonderful, wonderful women. You are shining examples of women in radio. I wish I could be as cool as you guys, and I suck. I'm a loser. I'm a freak. And I will never say anything bad about you guys. Ever, ever again. Never, ever. And I'm for real, okay? Woman power, girl power. You guys are smart. You guys are stupid. I mean, what? No, I didn't say that. Please edit that out. I mean, I am stupid. I, P1 Quimby, I'm stupid. I'm a jerk.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
Way to go,
this
by the way.
This is a great apology.
Turn off her
so
microphone
we'll
and
up.
Just take over the show.
Great apology. Show back.
I just want you guys to know from the bottom of my heart, of my cold, evil heart, because I talk crap. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, and I hope you two can forgive me, and we can be friends again. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yay.
Wow. That was moving. Bowel movement? Yes. Yes.
She can get a part on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
God.
Dude, I seriously can't tell if it's real.
I want them to be
friends. Oh, that's totally not real.
It's not.
Those are crocodile tears, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Oh, so you know what's next?
You know, if you
I'm really, really
that,
excited.
Right. Looks like
I'm
she's
really
topless.
Excited because you know what's next.
Look at,
oh, yeah.
She does the podcast naked.
I have the top on. Thank you very much. It's
sure. It's a curtain.
No. I'm
They're filming her.
My
with
grandmother
Danny's,
has a chair
stop
with that
it.
Same
I hate you guys. Well, you know, talking about not liking you guys. Wait, that's not a good segue. Forget that one.
What?
You want to talk about some cool stuff that I know nothing about? I like to swing it over to Nerd for a little nerdy
a
news.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
He's dead, Chuck. Live long.
Oh, yeah. After all,
you're a nerd.
Time for live long and prosper.
Okay. Calm down, Quimby. All right, we got. Yes, I am cool. I know I am. We got two things, just two things. The first one that everyone was been waiting to hear. The Wii pole dancing game is gonna come out. It was approved.
Sweet.
All right,
Core
so I know.
Man, you're set.
Yeah. You gonna practice on that?
I already do.
Oh, really? well, damn.
Are you my private
I just wish
dancer.
Firemen would slide down my pole.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey. Oh. Why don't you elaborate a little more on this wee pole dancing, please?
What do you think it is? It's just basically, you get a peekaboo. Peekaboo is,
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo pole dancing sells actual, you know, home kits for pole dancing, you know? And then,
what?
Yes.
You're joking, right?
No, no. If you go to peekabooPoleDancing.com, you can get your own original pole dancing kit.
OMG.
Yeah, and now they're going to hook it up to the Wii.
That's awesome.
Oh, really? Are they marketing this towards 13 and 14-year-olds?
No. But, I mean...
Is it going to get an M rating or anything
Of course.
That? Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
What is the world
straight on the heels of Wii Fit.
Hustler's going to start selling video games.
Nice. Yeah. And like last time, we can have Wii money so we can make it Wii Rain.
Yes.
Awesome. That is crazy.
No, that's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Different strokes, different folks.
Yeah. You want to try it out? I'll buy it for you.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
You want to buy it for me?
That would be a hell of a show.
That's pretty gay. Okay, really? Well,
awkward.
I'll IM you later, okay? It'll be our little dirty little secret.
That every P1 is going to know about.
Oh, whoops. Hey, guys, just kidding. I'm actually buying it for Coreman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want the straight pull. I want more of an elbow.
Whoa.
Let's get drunk. Let's get naked.
WTF?
And the second thing is woot.com. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's an awesome site. WOOT.com. If you love deals on electronics, gadgets, and all that nerdy good stuff, they have one deal a day that updates 10 p.m. Our time, 12 p.m. Central. And just go to woot.com and you'll get these rocking deals. For example, an iPod Touch 16 gig just sold out. $289.
No way.
What?
Oh, what?
I paid $420 for mine.
No.
So $420, bro. $420.
Kima's been stoned by that.
Here's the cool thing. Every month, on a random day of the month, they will sell a random bag of crap. Okay? And what's in this random bag of crap is three things. It can be just random things like
crap.
Like an empty box.
A Snickers bar and a diaper?
Yeah, a Snickers bar and a diaper. But like,
okay,
one person in whoever, I can't even talk. One person, whoever buys these random bags of crap, will get like a huge prize. Like one person actually got a Nintendo Wii. And how much are these bags of crap? $3. $3. $3.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
One person actually got a big screen flat TV.
It's done on eBay all the time.
What?
This.
So, Woot?
Wait. No. This that type of thing. It's they sell it as a gift because technically they're not selling you anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's
Wait.
That's
wait.
Cool though, because one person gets like
I've
a
seen
big.
Seen them do
item.
That for like charities or events or things like that, raising money, and they got the gift bag of crap.
It happens
know,
all the time.
You might get something, might not.
No, it's
okay. Quimby is lost.
Yeah,
Wait. This is what I'm hearing. I just pay $3 for something.
A random bag of crap.
And then I may get something worth $3 or something.
You'll either get like a digital camera bag and some batteries and a poster of something you don't know of.
Yeah.
Or you can get some weird swap meet market toy.
Swap meat market? I didn't know they had swap meat markets.
Okay. Swap meat toys.
Let's go, Danny.
Or a can of soda or something. Just
Space Boy, bring
stuff.
Your Iron Man costume.
Yeah.
But out of all those people who buy it before it gets sold out, someone will get something huge.
Big,
like,
yeah.
Like PS3 or...
Sign me up. So what's the deal? Do you have to sign...
I bookmarked
get an account?
This site already.
Yeah, you have to make an account, which is free to make an account.
Okay.
But
question.
Yeah, Danny has a question.
Do you buy the item on their site, or do they like give you like a coupon? Like how
no,
does this
you
work?
Buy it straight off their site. They're the actual people who sells this stuff.
How can they do this? Like iPods are like $400.
They
like,
do it because they can. It's legit. I've bought stuff on from them.
That's so
like my
crazy.
Printer and
wow, Corbin. What do you
wait.
Got? What
is I call bullshit. I doubt anybody wins the Wii.
He just cussed. Oh, you're fired.
I've
somebody
seen
pushed
it
the
before,
dump
like
button
on eBay.
I guarantee it's fabricated. It's like the person who gets Boardwalk and Park Place in the McDonald's Monopoly game. You never see them.
So are you saying the discounts aren't real or the grab bag is
what they get at
the
end?
The big gift you get.
Oh. I'm willing to pay $3 just to give it a go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'll take a can of soda and a poster of something I know nothing of. That's fine with me. I don't know any of this. I'm just playing. That's really interesting, nerd.
That's cool, baby.
And one last thing for nerd news.
Bring it.
Mario Kart for the Wii.
Oh, so yeah.
I haven't bought this yet, but I kept reading reviews.
Uh-huh.
My opinion is it's that it's Mario Kart with a Wii wheel. Nothing new.
Yeah. I've heard via P1 site, which we may talk a little bit about later, that the steering wheel thing equals fail. That's what Charles said.
It's too hard for him.
Aww, takes dexterity.
Where do you work this thing?
I don't know any of it.
Go ahead. No, the Wii wheel. It's a cute function feature, and I mean, if you're a hardcore gamer, you want to just plug in the old school GameCube controller and play like that. It gives you more of a response.
Yeah.
And if you're just a casual player, then the Wii wheel's fun to use, and yeah, it's not really that big of a deal. It doesn't really add much. I mean, hey.
Is it hard? Is it just as easy as Mario Kart on the Nintendo 64?
Yeah, it's just as easy.
You still need to jump.
Yeah, you, the B button, you can just jump, and then you can drift, you know. And
oh, so you use the remote, like you tilt the remote steering. To drift?
Yeah. Well, you press the B button to jump, and then you turn to drift. But, I mean, on IGN and other game websites, they, you know.
Wow.
They say that the GameCube controller is still the best.
Ugh. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just sounded like the most uninterested person in America. My bad. Greetings and salutations.
I know some people out there in internet radio land.
Thanks for wasting my time, nerd.
Yeah, thanks. Can I get those 5 minutes back? That'd be awesome.
No,
thank you.
Cannot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sales final.
All right. And last thing. Sorry. Last thing. Corbin wanted me to talk about Rock Band for the Wii. Thank
yes.
God.
Yes. Finally.
It's coming. Not sure when.
In your face.
Get a PS3 or Xbox 360.
I don't have money for new system.
Yeah, so if you got a Wii, you gotta be able to play it.
Yeah, but right when it comes out, I'm so gonna get that.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. So what else?
Well,
do you know anything nerdy, Corman?
Yes.
What is that?
This guy right here.
Yeah.
P1 nerd.
Aww, he's you're so nerdy. Cute. Cut it out.
Yeah, cut it out. Okay,
anyway.
And back to you.
Okay,
Quinn.
Back to me. Wow.
Yeah, that was the worst nerd news ever.
Well, just speaking of things that I don't care and I hate, hey, Danny, why don't you go ahead and talk to us about P1site.com. P1site.com. Danny, hey.
Really need to get a jingle.
Yeah, we
Tell us.
Hey, I'm Danny from P1site.com.
Danny, hey. So, Mr. Administrator of the site.
Yes, ma'am.
How's the site looking? Are we getting more hits?
We're getting more people. Yeah, we're getting more. They've been plugging the show a lot lately, which.
Well, of course they plug the show.
They've been plugging the site more lately on the show.
Aw, very nice.
Which is pretty cool. So if you guys are listening, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been getting a few more users on the site, and we got a couple new this week. Woods is still highly active member on the site.
Bauman got banned. We already established that.
Yeah.
I talked to Woods last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's really cool.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Are you cool. kidding me?
Not on the phone, but on PMs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's cool dude.
That's real sweet.
Yeah, here,
good.
Here,
real good. So, tell me, sir, what have been the hottest threads of the week, yo?
Oh, well, let me ask you guys. I was up until 2 a.m. doing some show prep, but... Yeah. You guys haven't been on the site today at all, have you?
Not today, but I was there last night.
What time were you on?
I was on last night from about 9 to 10 while I was waiting for Mr. Quimby to come home from work.
Okay, so then you saw this. There, let's see, who started?
We were blowing it up last night.
Right? That's what I'm... Yeah.
It's like the old days of P1 site.
Yeah.
Wait, before you say anything, Arturo Fuente's back. Hey!
Oh, he is.
Welcome back, P1 Arturo Fuente. Hello! Okay.
He's on AIM right now. I'll talk to him.
Oh, sweet. So.
So LA Mom started the Friday night thread, which she started. Let's see here. She's.
What?
Started at 8 o'clock, and it, in one night it went to 21 pages.
No way.
Damn.
Cause when I left, it, we were on page 5 or 6 when I said goodnight to everybody. It's when right the boo came home.
Yeah, it was like, it was LA Mom, P1, Little Psycho Girl, and JD basically just talking to themselves.
Wow.
And it went to 21 pages. I jumped in there for a little while when I was doing my show prep, but yeah, it's pretty much them three. Just
what time did the thread stop?
Really? The let's see, 3.
Wow.
3:56.
4 o'clock in Insomniac Central.
It's crazy.
That's like the old days of P1 site. Do you guys remember like...
And Photoshop and
Photoshop, all those? LA Mom and JD and Coke used to all get on there, the three of them, and just go back forth all night. It was actually pretty interesting reading.
It's, yeah. So I got to go back and read this.
Wow.
21 pages in one night is like, hasn't been seen on P1 site for like the last like 4 months.
That's really, really cool. So. Really cool.
So, yeah, that was cool.
Hey, last night there was also sound clip post, which was fun. It was fun.
Was that the one where they're asking, like, it,
what just are your to favorite
speak
jokes? About?
Yeah, just to speak of
speaking. Speaking only
yes.
sound bites from the Mikey show. So we went on for a little while. How much longer did that continue into the night? How many pages is the sound clips page at?
The sound clips is now at 4 pages.
Yeah. That's nowhere near as hot as Friday Night got.
Not at all.
That's pretty sick. What else, according to your numbers and statistics, is happening?
Well, there's the topic where they ask what song is the one that makes you tune out of Rock 105.3.
Do any of you guys have a particular song, Nerd, Corbin?
Song, band. Yeah.
Which one?
I don't remember what it was called, but they used to play it all the time on Missy. And
which
it drive
one?
Me nuts. It was
sing it.
Like
it.
The beginning, the guy's talking in a really horrible voice, and he's going, "Hello, me, it's me again."
Oh yeah.
What
oh.
song is that?
Oh. I hate that one.
Who knows? I can give you my two.
What are
the
they?
The first one is "Headstrong, take on anyone." Headstrong, you. I'm gay. This is what I'm like. That song makes you want to shoot dirty needles into my eyes. And the other song that makes me turn off the radio, and maybe some of you might hate me for this, but I hate "How can I live when I'm so far away?"
Yes.
"And I feel you to stay back into my vein." Hi, we wish we were Alice in Chains. How are you? Oh. Dude, Danny Spaceboy, do you guys have
any of the rock songs that sound the same?
Really? Well,
the ones
that
are just like noise. It's noise.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know the names of the songs because I can't understand what they're saying.
I don't know any of this. What about you, Danny? I'm sure you have one you feel strongly about.
Mine's very controversial.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What is it?
You suck, by the way.
Because, yeah, Metallica.
What is wrong with
just
you?
Just Metallica the song?
Like Metallica the whole band.
The whole band.
I hate Metallica.
That's like saying Ashley's allergic to Mexican food. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
That's just, I have no opinion. I just generalize the entire band.
Yeah. You're the worst.
That's ridiculous.
I hate Metallica.
You gotta be more reasonable than that. You have to,
I hate Metallica.
I can understand not liking a song.
You just got low in the BFF Reiki.
You suck, Danny.
Oh, Danny, you're the worst.
Metallica's good.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you like Metallica? What is it about it? Tell me now. I want to know.
I've never dug them, and the people that like listen to them are just, I don't know.
Well, so now you're blaming the people.
Yes, the people.
The people. What is it about the people?
I don't know, dude. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a rock listener either. Like, I don't listen to Rock 105.3.
Danny does not have testicles either, FYI. Just wanted to throw that in there.
I want
to
freaking squirt Purell in her eyes.
Uh-huh. Really scared. Oh. Ooh. Okay, well, let's... I hate your answer to that, so let's move on.
I know, sorry, I used the H word.
My apologies.
I told you, it wasn't popular.
Oh, but the overrated band's thread.
Metallica sucks. Happy birthday, Sky.
Some people could get their feelings hurt if they go in the overrated band's part, so I'm not gonna go. I'm not even gonna touch that with a 10-foot stick. Okay.
Linkin Park in there.
Moving on. Oh, I see what's on your computer. Can I talk about it? Can I speak on it?
Whatever.
So we are going to, a couple weeks back, they made a huge announcement that this, they will be having another P1 sticker strike down at Qualcomm Stadium. What's up now? What's up now? We talked about in the last podcast, I hate you, Space Boy. Sorry I used the H word again, but you two are, the both of you are like on the bottom of the BFF list, okay? So back to what I was talking about. So there, it's going to be the Sticker Strike tailgate, and it is official, ladies and gentlemen. We're tailgating the Sticker Strike this year.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so stoked, dude.
Sookie.
It's a week from today.
It's going to be so,
crazy.
God.
How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
It's going to be rad because we're going to have an RV down there. P1 Sandia and P1 300. We're going to bring all the down RVs. We're going to grill some Johnsonville brats. We're going to have a good old time.
Watch NASCAR.
I might bring some Budweiser, too. We might have just a grand old time. Don't forget your Confederate flag. Yeehaw.
Sound like that car dealer from
Cal Worthington.
Go see Cal. Yeah. Go see Cal. Go see Cal.
We can load the couch. The couch up from my front lawn.
Hey, we can have a wagon wheel. We can just have ourselves a little coach, a little, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Danny, didn't we hear that the P1 site members, whoever's going to the IHOP breakfast?
Yes. Well,
let's just clarify. At 7:30 a.m., or if you care to be there a little earlier, but officially at 7:30 a.m., we will be meeting at the IHOP next, that is near Qualcomm. And please go to p1site.com if you need info about this.
It's all
please
posted there.
Get all up in there. There's the directions and everything. We will be meeting at 7:30 a.m. at IHOP. And Danny found markers that are the kinds you write on your car windows with.
So, yeah, Sky, P1 Sky, the real P1 Sky, made a recommendation.
Hi, this is P1 Danny.
The real P1 Sky made a recommendation that we should put our names, P1 Site, and, like, anything we want on our window. So when we roll in the sticker strike, we're kind of recognized as a group.
Yeah.
Of awesome. So we got markers so we can draw on windows, and, yeah, I'm going to draw Panda.
I can't wait.
If you don't get your markers, you can just use soap. Bar of Soap Works.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's actually
really
what dealerships use. It's just
no
bars
way
of soap.
Old school. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not
yeah,
know
but
that.
If you want to get creative, Danny has colored markers.
Yeah, I have colored
and
markers.
And if you're listening...
I wouldn't use scented soap, though.
Yeah. Well, let me just reiterate. If you're listening to this podcast, you're not a member of P1 Site, and you still want to meet up with us, feel free. It's just we kind of like... Some of us just want to be like, you know,
a group.
Like,
we want to be recognized as a group.
We want to be a group, you know, and we want all of you to have a lot of fun. And it's fun to write on your car windows little phrases
yeah,
you
totally
like. So, because just imagine if somebody who's not going to the sticker strike sees this. You, the listener, can be helping market for the Mikey Show. Hey, it all works, you know?
Yeah.
We're all one big happy family. So bring it on. Be at the IHOP at 7:30. Even if you're not going to eat, or just the parking lot is pretty much a central place. IP1 Quimby will be leaving that parking lot at about 7:55. I'm not even screwing around.
Such a bee.
Yeah. I'm picking up Joey Tata super early in the morning. Going to drag that kid down to IHOP, and it's all good. We're going to have a good old time.
You will be dragging him down to the IHOP.
Yeah. I'm going to be dragging him down the hill from his house because he just lives right there. So, hey, bring it on next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sticker strike. And when you roll through there with your car, you are guaranteed a prize.
Yep.
Guaranteed. So, please go to MikeyShow.com and P1Site.com, and all the info is there for you at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And one last announcement from me, personally, is that the week after the sticker strike, Wally World will
yes
be performing at Today's Pizza in
Encinitas.
In Encinitas.
Big venue.
I cannot wait.
Okay, let me tell you guys...
Go ahead. Bring it
I
on,
called
sucka
to get the time that Wally World was going to be playing.
Yes.
And I expected them to, like, not know, you know, like, what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just be like, oh, yeah, that band's going to play. So I called, and, like, some, like, girl who sounds like she's 10 picked up the phone. And I asked her about the show that's going to be happening.
Blank and blank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny.
And so I ask her about the show that's going down on the 17th. And she turns around and she's like, oh, Wally World? And she's all excited.
Dude, he has fans.
It was so funny. And so, yeah, it's going to start at 10 for UP1s.
Yes.
So,
oh, my God, Wally World? Yes,
yeah,
of course. Oh, my God.
Exactly. So
oh, I'll be there right after church.
I'm going to be there.
Pizza.
It's going to be so funny.
It's a Wally World. Yeah,
B-Row's going to
be.
Seen pictures of this guy, by the way?
No, yes, I have.
I found him on MySpace. OMG. He's got, like, the crazy, like, hair metal band. It's all frizzed out. It's, like, it's the... You just walked out of the 80s. It's
really
freaking awesome.
Is he graying at all?
He's old.
Wow. I can't wait. And we put that up in the announcement section. So yeah. If you would care to go, just say hey so we can look out for you when we're there over at
Today's
Pizza.
Yeah, we'll be there
for sure. It's going to be so much fun. I can't control my horny level. That's how excited I am. No, anything else, Dan?
Well,
uh-oh.
Awesome. Yeah, here we go. What?
No, I found Wally.
Any idea what that is?
Oh, did you guys find Wally?
I found his website. It's funny. When you Google
it's
Wally
World,
it's wallyontheweb.com. Is that it?
No.
No?
No, it's www.rock.com.
Okay. I Googled Wally World, and the first thing that came up was Walmart.
Yeah, that's what I call Walmart in my personal life.
WW what?
Rock.
WWW, people. What are you, retarded?
WWRock?
Yeah.
.com?
I believe so. I'm trying
to www.rock.com.
What copy is it?
That's, Wally World. You know, Pepper Wally Rock. World was also a destination in the National Lampoon Summer Vacation. Oh, why can't I think of that word? That was hilarious. Every time I think of Wally World, I think of John Candy with a gun to his head riding a roller coaster against his will at Wally World.
What?
Yeah.
I guess it's something else. I'll probably post it on the site.
Yeah.
I can't find it right now.
We'll post it for you guys. Don't you worry. If we can't find it now, never fear. We have two nerds here.
It is hilarious.
Has any of you guys ever seen the Sgt. Pepper's album?
No.
I do not know what that
is.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it.
Thanks for making me feel very old.
Congratulations.
That,
hi, guys.
Wally World, I seen on the website that Nerd had up that they had remade that cover.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, that's like one of the most famous album covers ever. It's a Sgt. Pepper album cover.
I love Wally World.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
What the hell is this?
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Say
Wally World.
Yeah.
We're going to go down there as a group. We don't know if there's any age restrictions either, but
I don't think so.
Wally's on the
place.
Web. Bring it on, people. Let's go and show Wally some love. Let's give it to him. Oh,
holiday. Oh, I've heard this.
This is the
from
first
vacation,
movie I saw
buddy.
Boobs
what
in.
What is this?
Vacation.
What is that?
Chevy Chase.
It's called
Cross
National Lampoon.
That's where Wally
Green
World
and Brown station wagon. Going to see Wally World.
Oh, dead ant on top of the car.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You don't even know either, do you? You ever see Vacation?
Have you seen National Lampoon's Vacation?
Computer?
It's not even called Vacation. It gives
is
a full title.
National Lampoon's Vacation, starring Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo.
Isn't there, like, Vegas Vacation?
Yeah, that was, like, three.
Well, you need to watch it, Danny. I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to get it. So, any other hot topic?
No.
Oh, are you mad?
No.
If you want to talk about it, please feel free. I was just thinking of time constraints and whatnot.
No, we're good.
We can take a vote right now on the
air. No, we're good.
No? Hey, are you going to get all mad
here
at me now?
Here we go. WWRocks.com.
I'm a racist. I'm sorry. I don't care if we're Mexican.
WWRocks.com.
Name Danny. Avila.
Don't you dare.
Oh, give me a break. Cut it. Ew. Okay, we're looking at a picture of Wally right now, and he looks like... Dude, we're probably going to edit this out. We can talk about the porn if you want
to.
I just
got passed a note from Quimby. Did you write this with your feet?
Yeah. I did.
I can't read this.
We're about to have a fight on the show. How long has the podcast been going? This part will be edited out.
Yeah.
For those of you on the live stream.
We haven't edited anything.
How long have we been going?
Long enough.
Oh, my God. Tia.
Oh, shut up. I just wonder how long we're going.
How long is the Quimby show going? It's on for 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right. Yeah, this is going really long. Listen, if you want to talk about it, talk about it.
No,
dear
we're good.
God.
We're
Danny
good.
Likes is a creepy pervert, and he wants to talk about porn all
we're good.
The time. Danny jerks it every day, and he
I
don't
might
even
want to
care.
Cut you a little.
He thinks about porn every
completely
single minute of
in
the day.
Private area.
Come on,
blank my blank.
Suggest
blank you.
Keyboard protector. I got one.
Already looking at one on eBay.
How is it even possible to have? I can't control my horny that's a whole other topic in itself. The whole cyber sexual contact.
What?
Weird.
I said computer and PM earlier.
Yeah, that
this
was
week.
Really funny, Danny. You're good. You're good. No, if you want to talk about it, please feel free. I'm just thinking of time here. But go ahead. What happened this week in your porno thread?
What are you
Everybody
talking about?
Everybody lied.
What?
Every single guy on the website lied. You think about porn when it's over. Give me a
no,
break.
You don't.
Dude, Joey Tata, P1 Joey Tata said every guy on there's lying.
Why?
I don't
because
think I
he
even
doesn't?
Replied.
No, because if you see something visual, Space you'll boy. Think about it unconsciously. It's not like you're
that
thinking about it
24/7. That is what a girl
7.
Does. That is what a girl does. Guys,
but it's
don't
subconscious.
Do that.
You can't control your subconscious mind. If, like, you're just sitting thinking about whatever the day and the porn you watched earlier just happens to pop in, I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm just saying that's a bunch of BS that you don't think about something you watched earlier in the day.
You don't.
No more Yankee,
I can't
my
explain
winky.
It, but you don't.
Well,
Space
according
boy.
To P1 Joey Tata, who I love you and you're the best, all of you guys are liars in that thread.
Dude. Dude.
I'm going to back up Danny on this one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Once
here's
I'm
the,
done with that porn,
argument.
I'm done with that porn.
Thank you.
I fundamentally disagree with you, but let me just say
you don't?
This.
You don't?
It probably depends on how shocking it is.
Yeah. What?
Because so I've seen
what
something
are you looking
recently
at?
That I'm not even going to mention because it's too bad, but...
Too
popular.
Two girls,
shut up.
One cup is bookmarked on your browser.
Let me just
browser.
For a moment, as the only woman on the show, I mean, it's not because I'm a woman.
Don't
I think this,
that
okay? I've seen porn before, and like later in the day, maybe you happen to think about it, but not like you're obsessing over it. I'm saying if I watch The Office in the evening, later on that evening or the next day, I'm going to think about that episode of The Office that I watched.
Yeah, totally.
Okay? So I'm not saying that you're constantly thinking about a porno you saw, but you think about it if you want to watch it again,
no
right?
Way.
I'm not
I
watching
mean,
the porn for the plot.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying for the
yeah,
plot, though.
Exactly.
If you see a scene that maybe story was line. Particularly interesting to you, somebody has to back me up here. I'm just saying you can. I see things everywhere all through the day. Okay, porn, TV, movies, listen to music. You still think about things that you saw throughout the day. You guys are not thinking, you're not hearing me. I'm just saying, you think about certain things you've seen through the day, like for a millisecond.
We're gonna have a fight.
Guys are hornballs, period. Guys think about sex more times during a day than, I mean, I took classes on this. You men will see a hole and immediately
you
think
oh, well,
of sex.
If classes. You took a class on it, then obviously you know what I'm thinking.
But I'm just
I
saying,
have a degree in male
there
psyche.
Are people out yeah. there who obsess over porno and have a problem. They will diminish relationships. They become unsocial.
Men?
They will throw money at porn. Men and women.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I'm saying if you see an image in the day like on the internet that's not even porn, I'm talking about anything through the day, you're going to think about it later. So what? Why are you so ashamed?
You don't think about it. That's like, okay, nerd. Mm-hmm. Do you think about it later in the day?
Yes.
What?
See? See,
right
I think you guys are just embarrassed.
Right the problem is you're generalizing it with all men. Each man are
no,
different.
No, I'm saying men and women. Like, if I've seen a scene, maybe.
Not everybody looks at the same
there's
way.
No
yeah,
way.
I believe Danny
like
when he says he doesn't. I believe Nerd when he says
seen
he does.
Walking around during the day. Like when I leave, I might think of this P1 site poster. Or I might think of Space Boys like Smashing Pumpkin stuff. For like a brief second, it doesn't mean that I'm thinking about it all day long.
No, no,
but
no.
The
okay,
human
well,
mind,
that's not what I'm talking about though. Because the reason this subject came up is because Mikey was talking about porn. And the reason it came up was he said that men think about it constantly the rest of the day. And that's not true.
I think you should pull the clip on that because I don't think he
some
said those words
do.
Exactly. I think that's what you heard because you're offended because you watch porn.
No, it's not that. Trust me. Space went over here shaking our heads. And we both heard it. And he's the one who listens to it the most. It's not that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Space Boy can pull the clip. But, like, yes, anything you see, you're going to think about later. It's the human mind. That's the way it works. Fine. Call me a beating. I'm a beating. I'm a jerk. I'm a drama mama. Whatever. You know, but I'm just saying the mind thinks about things it has seen throughout the day.
True, but in Mikey's case, he thought about it all day.
Yeah,
it
exactly. Became a problem. He has an addictive personality. Put
a
stop
to it. Mikey was it's addicted to porn. Yeah, it's not a thing where I think about it later during the day.
Only alcoholics think about drinking all day.
Exactly.
Only
but
porn addicts.
I'm just saying, another man told me that all of you guys in
only
that
OJ
thread
thinks about beating a white woman all day.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And we're there are two guys in front of you here telling you that that's not true.
And there are a couple other guys who are saying that it is true, that for you just them. Happen to think about
for
it. Nerd
them.
And Tata have said, you know, yeah, it just like pops in your head, but it's not something you're thinking about all day.
She's obviously not listening.
I
yeah.
love your face.
What anyway. She hears, what we
but
say.
You
yeah,
see?
Exactly. Yeah. That's
but
pretty much
see?
What it is.
It's a good debate.
I'm a psychology major. I can figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. I can.
Why did you have
how
to
much college
eating?
Have you had, loser?
What?
Oh, thank you very
I
much.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's
what
okay.
Did
you
say?
As long as he didn't hear it.
She's. She said that she loves.
Back.
She respects your opinion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're a good person.
She
you're respectful
actually
to the media.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Man, this got juicy.
Someone's gonna get shanked.
Uh-huh. I'm so scared. Oh, all wait. Right. Oh, wait, you're a pretend Mexican. Never mind.
Oh, wow. Loser. I'm getting out my shears.
Oh, give me a break. This is funny. You're.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you through your hood.
Yes.
Well. Wow. Wow, that was pretty controversial. Well, I'm kind of glad we brought it up.
You're
porn.
A retard.
Good job.
Yeah, way to go, porn. Well.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 1 p.m. I think it's time to wrap
out.
It up, B. I'm ready to go watch some porn and think about it all day.
I've been nice. Thinking about that through the whole podcast.
Oh, man. Well, you can catch the P1 podcast on iTunes now. Hooray! Woo! You can catch the P1 podcast on P1site.com. Yay!
And I think the live stream for TZ and Noobs.
Hey,
Ray,
hi guys.
Kind of,
I hope you had
it.
Fun.
Arturo Fuentes is listening as well.
Oh, hi, Arturo. Hello.
Awesome.
Bueno, well, the see, thing. They always slip out. Hi, everybody. I'm disgusting, and I'm a beating, so. I'll pick you up from the hug. Yes. Is this our outro song? There's no time. I have to go. It's 1 o'clock. I'm sorry. Danny wanted to talk about Iron Man. This movie's going to be number one
well,
forever.
Well, I wanted to talk about it so Eddie could hear it, about what happens at the end of Iron Man.
Can
right,
you
it
in like 2 minutes?
Hear it. Eddie at KYZ.com. Just kidding.
You can PM him. Or I don't want
to
hear it because I
is anybody dying
to call
hear
it? Call him Monday, man.
Yeah, call
we'll
him.
We'll all hear
you.
Yeah. Danny hates all of us now.
Yeah.
Danny could do this for like hours and hours and hours and hours, couldn't you?
Well, I've
Danny
been holding
hasn't left since last time.
I know. Danny's just been sitting here in the same chair, talking to himself, eating. His ass is actually attached to this chair now.
I heard a story about that a couple weeks ago.
What?
It's like a cypress tree.
That's so gross.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? It's time to wrap it up. I just want to say I love doing this with you guys. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so glad I'm friends with you guys. And a big thank you to everybody who's in the chat room, watching the live stream, and a big thank you to any and all of you who listen to this podcast, who subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. We love you. Thank you. BFF, never gonna die, forever and ever. Amen. Hey, you guys have a great week. We'll catch you at the next podcast. Take it easy and late.